Gordo comes to us from Dealey Plaza this morning on this, the 47th anniversary of the JFK assassination. Come in, Gordo.
Indeed. Thank you so much, boys, for having the courage to have me on today on this historic day. All right, now, I'm nervous for a few reasons down here in Dealey Plaza on November 22nd. Number one, the parking lot attendant down here in Dealey Plaza yelled at me across the lot and said, "Hey, Gordo, I love the TV show." And then he said, "You've put on a lot of weight since then." That was a slight defeat there.
Yeah.
And then also, I got a National Geographic documentary crew following me around today for this. Meanwhile, I'm dressed somewhat homeless. I'm trying to go for homeless chic today. So anyway, so they're going to be following me around as
well. So is there a big crowd?
Actually, there's not as many people down here as I would have expected to see. Just a few people standing around. I'm making my way down right now towards where the third and fatal shot occurred. And there's a mother and daughter team standing here from Colorado. They traveled all the way down here to Dallas to see this very creepy location. So I'm going to talk to them real quick. How are you ladies doing?
Pretty well. How are you?
Doing well. We're live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, right now here in Dallas. Now, I understand you guys look like you're not from here. You look like you may be from Colorado or somewhere.
Oh, no, yeah. We are. Good guess.
Oh, really? Colorado?
Yeah, Denver, Colorado.
Oh, wow. So did you guys travel down here specifically for the Dealey Plaza?
We did.
Yes,
indeed.
Are you both big Kennedy assassination buffs?
By proxy. My mom's the assassination buff, for sure.
All right, Mom, what's your name?
Irene.
Irene, and when did you start getting interested in this?
November 22nd, 1963.
Okay, so that's around when it actually happened, right?
Around then.
And I'm assuming that you have some theories as to what happened.
Oh, there's so many theories, and that's part of the fascination. You know, there are thousands of theories.
And what's your personal favorite?
He didn't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
But he did do it.
I think he was set up to do it.
And when we're using the masculine pronoun he, we're talking about Oswald, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because one of my favorite conspiracy theories, what I think is the craziest one, is that there are missing frames in the Zapruder film that show that John F. Kennedy stood up and committed suicide.
Oh, come on. I've seen that film. He didn't do that.
That's a real theory. Well, you didn't see the missing frames.
I'll have a conversation.
All right, now, for some reason, we have a guy here that looks like he's from a reject emo band who wants to share his theory with us.
Well,
what's your name, sir?
To your radio station. I've listened to you.
I asked what your name was.
My name's John. But
yeah, we can't really track that one down.
I'd like to talk to you about missing frames. When we talk about missing weapons, in this very building, Sheriff Roger Craig, Deputy of the Year, are you familiar with him? They
former
found
49er.
A German Mauser. He's up there with Seymour Weitzman. He owned a gun store at the time for Georgia. I know you'll appreciate this. They get up to the sixth floor. They're looking. They pull down a German Mauser, and then Seymour Weissman says, "That looks like a Mauser. He owned a gun store." And stamped right on the barrel, 7.65 German Mauser. You can get all this off Mark Lane's Two Men in Dallas. And then...
Do I even need to be here for this rambling? I mean, come on.
No, well, that's why you're here.
You're
and
not
I'm
even
just,
talking with
me. No, I'm the one who came
right,
to
calm
see.
Down. Everybody calm down. Oh, my gosh, you just spit at me.
Really?
It was an accident. I think it was an accident. Yeah. You're a little phlegmy today. That's okay.
No, I'm quite well.
Okay.
But you're the one talking about missing frames. Let's just talk about missing guns. He also saw...
So wait. What about the possibility that they just misidentified the gun when they found it?
Well, Seymour Weissman was a gun buff at the time, and that 7.65. Are you familiar with the Two Men from Dallas video from Mark Lane? Have you seen that? Are you familiar with Roger Craig at all?
I'm familiar with Mark Lane.
What about
Roger Craig was a quarterback or something, wasn't
running
he?
Back.
Deputy of
a
running back.
He was actually the Deputy of the Year in 1960.
Really? Deputy of the Year. Who awards that?
You know what? Since you weren't here and
American
I wasn't
League?
Here, I'm kind of doing what you are, which is going off what people did see. And what they did see was weapons that all of a sudden became misplaced. And if you want to go past that, what about the Dallas doctor?
You seem angry at me. I didn't have anything to do with this.
Well, you come from the position that I listen to your station. So you've spouted the same position for many years.
Yeah.
So I'm simply...
Spouted?
Here.
I don't know about spouted.
Well,
I held the same position.
Well, you're lucky enough to have a microphone, and I'm just now lucky enough today to be on the other end of it to say, what about the Dallas doctors? Were all the doctors, we're talking... The back of his head was gone. How do you come up with that? Was that misidentified?
I think it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think a lot of doctors, a lot of doctors have the injury exactly where it was.
Well, it's hard to miss a baseball-sized back of the brain being open. But let's just move on to this.
Let me ask you this, and this is because all conspiracy theorists do this. What about the
doctors?
Hold on.
Dallas's finest doctors at the time. Not conspiracy, sir.
Another thing you do is don't let us talk. What about the incredible amount of evidence that points to Lee Harvey Oswald? How do we just dismiss that because we found some other evidence that seems to be a little bit murky?
I agree completely. It seems that George Morenschild was a CIA handler. Sheep dipped is the word they would use. He was absolutely...
Oswald was in the CIA.
Oswald was absolutely part of some agent arm, but he was absolutely one thing he did confess to be that day was a patsy. I do believe him.
And we always have to believe accused criminals when they say they're innocent, right?
Well, allegedly.
I'm just saying. I'm saying you dismiss if some guy came out and said, "Hey, I'm innocent of a crime." You're always going to believe him. Or is it just convenient in this case because it's kind of fun to chase the conspiracy rabbit down the hole?
Well, three spent shells were found when they picked up Oswald.
They did a paraffin test on him. He had fired a weapon.
Well, Deputy Sheriff of the Year Roger Craig also saw him when a lot of people.
You're big on that Deputy Sheriff of the Year thing.
He should, and he deserves to be. He was allegedly killed
with a
shotgun blast to a suicide after his third attempt. So I tend to believe him. Let's talk about Oswald.
It's endless.
He left in a green station wagon. The man whistled. He heard a whistle, shrill whistle. Oswald's the only one running down. Let me finish, and then they see him drive away. Well, when they radio this in, Fritz calls it in. He goes up there.
Oswald drove away? He took a bus.
Driven away. Well, the official story, but his witness.
Endless.
Well, let me finish.
I was talking to a mom from Colorado.
He was in the car. They see him. They call him back. Roger Craig.
You follow.
Well, because you're not letting me finish. A lot of people would probably like to hear
He doesn't
what I
have the
say.
Right to.
They see him.
Why are you wearing blue blocker glasses?
Well, I guess, let me just finish my point, if you don't mind. They see him leaving the car. They call him. Craig goes to where he is called by deputy.
Yeah.
He's in there. And they go, what about the car? And they go, don't bring Miss Payne into that. He doesn't say station wagon.
Did you sing a song?
They go, don't
bring
Miss Payne
into that. Since your mic technique is so good.
Wow.
Well, there's more to Oswald than what you believe from the Warren Commission.
All right,
what I'm saying.
I'm just going to kind of ease over here away from your...
But that's what you wanted, though. We wanted to hear that,
torrent of words. All right. Weren't we talking to you, ma'am?
You were.
Did you hear all that?
I heard parts of it, and it's like for every detail that seems awry, there are 100 theories.
Right.
So,
that's the way it works. See, I think this is most important. This explains it's something about human nature. Yeah. We love conspiracy theories. We love for things to be not as they appear. And so we're willing to go any which direction.
Right.
And doesn't it seem odd that the people who hold the craziest conspiracy theories also are mentally unstable in other areas of their life?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Anyway, I I'm a lone gunman kind of guy. And you may not be. You may have something different. Who do you think it was? You don't think it was the JFK suicide thing, do you, ma'am?
Absolutely not.
What about the other theory that LBJ himself stood up in the car back behind him with pearl-handled pistols and started going from the hip?
Nah.
No?
Not that one.
All right.
No.
Well, what do you think it was?
I think it was a combination of forces, organizations, probably government.
That's awfully generic.
Well, I don't want to get...
go ahead. If you... Please, accuse the national government right here on the air.
Right.
Go ahead. It's okay. We're all friends.
We only know what we read and hear, and the more you read and hear, I think the more you can form opinions, but, I wouldn't say the CIA had anything to do with it, but some people do.
Yeah. That guy that was yelling at me over there, I couldn't even tell who he was saying was involved in it. He indicted some former running back.
Is he still lurking, by the way?
No, he left. Matter of fact, I see him enjoying a bologna sandwich right now. He's having a picnic out here in Dealey Plaza. All right, now, you know where we are, man. This is the famous spot of the fatal shot. And X marks the spot out there on the roadway. Now, do you know where Zapruder himself was standing?
I believe there was a bench around.
Sorry about that. There was a guy yelling at me there from the side of the fatal shot.
Gosh.
Driving by.
Reverend.
I'll show you. Come here. I'll show you where he was. This is where Zapruder was standing, right here. He was standing right on top of this. And this is where he had his Bell and Howell camera, and he was focused on the motorcade as it came through here, and his secretary was standing here holding his legs.
So he wouldn't fall.
So he wouldn't fall.
Yes.
And I propose that you just kind of hold me around the waist just to kind of recreate that romantic moment between employer and employee.
We'll just look at the film.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that as well. All right, I'm going to talk to this guy over here, okay, ma'am? Hi. Thank you for joining us from Colorado.
Thank you.
Okay, are you enjoying your trail of tears that you're going on here?
Really, really interesting.
Do you want to look at any other death sites while you're here? Because there's plenty of them here downtown.
Yeah, give me a map.
Okay, God bless. Excuse me, sir. Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, here in Dallas. You familiar with it?
No, not really.
Okay, I sure do appreciate you being a listener. What's your name?
I will not be on film.
What's that? You don't want to be on film?
Yeah.
Huh? I tell you, someone else who didn't want to be on film here in Dealey Plaza, that's John F. Kennedy. And I think he was murdered by a conspiracy. What's that?
Call 911. Have a good day. Or I'll call 911.
Call 911 and tell them that the president was killed right here on this date in history.
No. What? Don't bother the old guy. You're freaking him out.
What's that?
You're freaking him out. He doesn't want to be on.
He was all set to share with me his conspiracy theory before, but then he got nervous when the cameras appeared.
Maybe he had something to do with it 47 years ago, and his guilt forces him back to the site every anniversary.
I think he had something to do with it.
He didn't want to talk to you, really?
This guy has, like, I don't know, some sort of visual aids and posters and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, and it's something about the motorcade.
Well, tell him to turn the cameras off and then try to go over and talk to him.
Well, hold on. Let me go check again. Let's see if I can convince him to go on camera.
Well, get the camera away from you.
You know, it's these dang National Geographic people. They're just so tabloidy. People don't want to talk to them. How you doing, sir? All right, how about not on camera but on microphone?
Oh, how about stick it up
How about
ass?
Just radio?
How about stick it up your ass?
How about stick it up my what?
Coming, buddy. I got them coming right now.
Oh, okay. No. He called the police on Gordon.
You up here harass me. I ask you to leave me alone.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
All right. What about the ass part? You still standing by that?
Oh, yeah. Trying to force yourself on people to talk your view, not everybody else.
No, I want to hear your views.
Well, I don't have none for you.
Yeah. All right. All right. Here's a guy in a Pantera shirt. That'll be good. How you doing? You a big Pantera fan?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, bud.
What's that?
I'm good.
Are you down here for Dealey Plaza?
That's right.
Yeah, this is where it happened.
I know. That's right.
You ever been down here before?
No.
My name's Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You a big Ticket fan?
No, I'm from Detroit.
Okay, thanks for that.
No, right, so about yesterday.
You traveled in here just to see this?
No, I went to the Cowboys game yesterday, and now we came down here today.
Oh, that's what I figured. That's what I figured. Hey, Vinny Paul's a big fan of our station.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I love Vinny.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a good conversation we just had. All right, do you have a theory as to what happened here in Dealey Plaza in 1963?
Nope.
Well, boy, you're a joy to talk to.
Trying to be
no theory whatsoever. Everybody's got a theory.
I don't want to get into that.
Well, which way you lean, conspiracy or no conspiracy?
I don't think there was a conspiracy. I think Harvey shot him, and that's it.
All right. Well, boy, it's fun talking to you.
Great times.
Thank you. All right, what time do we got here?
We need to wrap it up. I wanted to ask you in closing, have you, here in this last hour, felt the power of Lee Harvey being down there?
Felt the power of Lee Harvey.
Yeah, that's what you said before you left, that you couldn't wait to get down there to feel the power of your leader.
That's insanity. No, this was a tragic event that occurred down here, and it's almost just as tragic how people get so misled being down here and finding ghosts all over the place of 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th gunmen.
Yeah.
The evidence points one way on this gentleman, and I think we've solved it here today. Through our extensive interviews.
Are you
oh, my
sure
God,
that's
I see black helicopters coming towards me. I've got to sign off. Gordon Keith, signing off from Dealey Plaza.
All right, thank you, Gordo. That is the corner. Knew if he went down on the streets on this day, he'd run into some wackos, and by golly, he did.
Where'd that guy want him to put his microphone?
Somewhere that he can't see.